Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to be joined by two of the members of Dude Perfect. We have Kobe Cotton and Garrett Hilbert. They're here to talk about their new book, which just came out yesterday, called Dude Perfect, 101 Tricks, Tips, and Cool Stuff. Number one right now, nonfiction on Amazon. Let's start off with you, Kobe. Did you ever think all the cool stuff you guys do on YouTube and social media could translate into book form so successfully?
Oh, obviously. No, not quite. No intentions to be an author on our end, and we will admit that we feel like a fake author. It's mostly pictures in this book. But yeah, I mean, the whole point of this book, Ryan, and first, thanks for having us. Appreciate you doing that. Is we just wanted to give families kind of like a guide to do fun activities together, kind of Dude Perfect style. People are always asking us, you know, how we come up with the ideas and what they can do together as a family. And that's a big piece of why we make the videos, so that families can watch something together. And so it gives all types of tips and tricks and stuff that families can gather, stuff they either have in their house or that's easy to grab and do, play fun games and activities together. So it's been a ton of fun. And we're like you said, we're pumped with the response so far.
And Garrett, that's the other thing too, because you guys know what you're doing, and a lot of the stuff is don't try this at home. Like when your car starts rolling away and you jump and your jaw hits the back of the trunk while you're trying to stop it. I mean, just things like that. But what are some of the things that you can say, as Kobe was saying, that the family can do together?
Yeah, I mean, most of the stuff we do, we try to keep it family friendly. You know, we did get a story sent into us that a kid tried to flip a brick and it landed on his head, which we do not advise.
Stick to water bottles.
Stick to water bottles. But yeah, so like, I mean, some of the stuff in the book are just like foam airplane trick shots or water bottles flip trick shots, which I know as a parent myself is very annoying when your kid is flipping water bottles at the dinner table. So we apologize for that.
You gotta pick and choose your battles.
Yeah, you gotta pick and choose. But yeah, I mean, a lot of activities in there. We teach people how to, you know, strike your buddies out with a wiffle ball, which is always a good trick to have up your sleeve. So,
you know, it's funny too, Kobe, is that I know some people who went to A&M like you guys, and you wear the ring. It's almost like a cult you guys have down there, huh?
Wearing it right now.
Oh, it's definitely a cult. We're proud to say it.
You got the guys doing the push-ups. You got the bonfire. I mean, it's just, there's nothing like that place, huh?
Yeah, it's been too long since I've been back. I miss it.
It's a special place.
Good spot. It is weird. I admit it's weird from the outside, but if you go there, you love it.
Yeah.
Sure. Do you guys ever do the Johnny Manziel rub your fingers together for the cash thing?
It's been a while since I've done that.
Yeah.
In his heyday, I have to admit, I jumped in. But it's been a minute.
You know what I think is so weird, too, Garrett, is that when you're starting off with a bunch of your friends, how hard was it to maybe tell one or two or three guys, hey, you're not actually with the crew? Did you have to do that?
You know, that's actually a funny thing. We sat down a couple years ago, and we kind of were like, how did we even choose us five? And really it just naturally came together. So thankfully we never really had to have the conversation of the friends who wanted in. We've only had to have the conversations of which one of us is going to get kicked out first.
You know, when I was a kid, Kobe, Evel Knievel always had to, like, top himself, and he usually wiped out. So for you, here you have the entire world as your fan base, and they're salivating for you, and you got to keep raising the bar. Is that, you know, a challenge that's kind of a double-edged sword for you?
You know, we were just talking about this with each other yesterday. We started sliding, I think, very unintentionally towards sketchier and sketchier activities in order to raise the bar. We did South Africa. We did a bucket list video recently, which is just us going and doing, you know, things we've always wanted to do and kind of take the audience along for the ride. And I had to do this absurd world's highest bungee jump thing off this bridge. I mean, so first of all, awful, terrifying. Cody just filmed wing walking and stood on one of those biplanes where you like start in the seat while you're flying and then climb up on the top. We're like, guys, we're YouTubers. Why are we doing this? We flip water bottles. We're tame.
Yeah.
Why are we going this direction? But I do think there's a natural drift towards raising the bar.
And that's the other thing, too, Garrett, is I'm sure you get a lot of people who say, that's all fake. None of that's real. And, of course, if it wasn't real, people would watch it once and then they would just delete it. So for you, how much of the authenticity is just paramount to what you do?
Yeah, honestly, that happened with the first video. I think one of the shots, the ball went out of frame for a split second. And we realized, doing that, from all the comments we saw, that people actually rewound and watched the videos multiple times to see if it was real or not. Look, I mean, I don't have any hair anymore, so that's just proof in the pudding that it's real. And we would have saved a lot of man hours. Trust me, we kind of wish it was fake sometimes because we're getting sunburned and spending 2 days on some trick shots. But no, we've always said, hey, we can only be real from now on. Like, the first time we fake something, we lose the trust. And so we have stuck to it.
Kobe, let me ask you, because it's very easy to get drunk with power with this fame, which was, you know, virtually overnight. And now, you know, maybe maybe you couldn't get a date. And now girls are throwing themselves at you. And now you got some cash. Have you changed?
Here's what I'll say. We're very average, boring, humans. We're all married with kids. And so I don't think we've changed that much. I don't think so. Do you think we've changed, Gare?
Yeah, I buy a couple more pair of shoes than I probably would have. But other than that, that's about as much as we've changed. No, we're pretty grounded guys and family rooted. So they keep us level headed if we kind of get a big head, and we kind of do that to each other too. If one of us is kind of acting out of hand, we'll bring him down to earth pretty quickly.
And I only have about a minute, but Garrett, Dude Perfect, the movie, is that in the works?
You know,
Funny you say that.
It is actually in the works. Yes.
All right, I totally called it. Everybody, until that time, of course, you know where you can find him on YouTube, but make sure to pick up the new book. It is a big, big hit, like everything they do. It's called Dude Perfect, 101 Tricks, Tips, and Cool Stuff. It just came out, and make sure to pick it up. As I said, it's crushing on Amazon right now. We've been speaking with Kobe Cotton and Garrett Hilbert. Gentlemen, congratulations, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, man.
Have a good one.
No doubt about it.